Without further ado, let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and bring in our special guest for the 5:30 segment. He's been at BYU as the defensive line coach since 2002. He's been a coach for top 25 defenses year in and year out down there, and is recruiting the Isles of the Sea. I want to find out how he's finding these giants, these phenomenal athletes in other countries. Coach Steve Cafusi, Coach, how you living?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
We're doing great, man. I'm just jealous of that new bronze tan that you got from visiting all these islands.
Hell, it's worn out, man.
Did we lose him? Coach?
Still there.
You hear me?
You there? We lost you. I said I was jealous of your bronze skin, your nice tan from visiting all these islands.
Oh, man. You definitely get the real colors on that trip, but it's probably faded by now.
He doesn't understand the brown skin, Coach, and how that works.
That's right. Hey, man, you know me. I got that light skin.
You get red. You get red, huh?
Melanoma red is what I like to call it. Coach, you guys were able to sign a phenomenal athlete here, a rugby player, Manase Tuangafasi. Tell us his story. How did you guys find this young man?
Well, I first heard about him from, Coach Siwaki Levi. You know, he used to be a former head coach there at Kahuku High School. And, I've always known him and always talked for a long time over the years. And, talking to him, I think it was early December, and I mentioned there was a kid that was coming out to his one of the bowl games that he was doing, and up in the San Mateo Junior College, I believe it was. Anyway, the kid came out. I don't think he played, but, everybody that was there helping him was a pretty impressive-looking kid. And, just did a little research of my own, got on and tried to see if I can Google him and try to find a little bit, pull up a bunch of pictures of him when he was playing rugby there in New Zealand, and I was able to, get him on, Facebook and so forth, and made the contact there and through the messenger, and so that's how we started the conversation there, trying to find out and see if he'd be interested in Brigham Young University. And obviously, I think University of Utah is, he's already been on the trip there, and also Oregon State with those guys over there, and so. I was kind of behind the eight ball here, trying to find out a little bit about him.
Yeah, so
that's started.
You were behind the eight ball, but you guys were able to catch up somehow in the recruiting process. How did that occur after being behind?
I think it was just mainly just trying to see if you'd be interested in taking a recruiting trip here, like you did to the other places. And, in order for that to happen, obviously I was trying to get if he had interest to take a trip, we needed to do our due diligence of making sure we get a copy of his ACT test they took, and also just his transcript. We needed to get those things evaluated before all that happened. But I think he was his heart was set on going to Oregon State, and because I wasn't able to get one from him, and eventually just thought it. It was kind of a waste of time, and he wanted just to, came back with the message saying, Coach, I appreciate you, looking in and having interest. I think I'm just going to go to Oregon State, and they were waiting, I think, at the time, because the clearinghouse had not have all his paperwork for his transcript. There was a part missing. And, so there was a lot of that paperwork trying to make sure that, find out whether he qualified or not, and trying to find the missing part of his transcript. Yeah. So there was a lot going on there. And then of course, when they told me that he was going to go to Oregon State, that, I just kind of backed off and, but at the time I was just educating him about BYU and the honor code and the high standards that we have here and so forth. But once he told me that, I wished him the best, and I wish it all worked out for him. And it wasn't until I was under my recruiting trail there. I was in Tonga and also New Zealand. When I got there, I was able to, I was able to get on the radio Tongan station there, and you know, guys were asking me questions, you know, how I, what I'm doing there and so forth, to explain why I'm there and recruiting process. And you know, and then I think later on as we, we brought him up on a recruiting trip later, but, you know, after we got everything, he was just a dad. His dad kind of heard me on the radio. And he said to Manasseh, hey, you know, Coach Kafusi from BYU is in town. You know, what's going on there? Anyways, I got a message back from him. Just, hey, Coach, how you doing? You know, hope everything's going well here. And, you know, so that's kind of how, you know, he came back in the picture. Was he heard that I was there, and so he was able to message me back and just to see how my trip was going. And at the same time there, I stopped by the high school and, you know, couldn't get a transcript out there, but, you know, he had to come and sign some papers for it. And you know, met his principal there, and they all talk highly of the kid, you know, again, part of the evaluation process, you know, to find out if, you know, all the little attributes that you're looking for. But, you know, he has great leadership quality. You know, he's a captain of their rugby team. I guess they took a group of kids out to France, you know, and he was their captain. And, you know, those principal and the coaches had nothing but great things to say about the young man and his leadership quality. You know, he kept the team together. So it was good to hear that, you know, as you're trying to find out more information about the young man. But, you know, even coming back home, you know, I mean, you know, we're messaging back and forth. I mean, you know, I'm staying at late nights, you know, because it's a 6-hour difference, you know, they're a day ahead. I'm checking my phone, you know, I'm laying there with my phone and I hear beeping, you know, and I didn't want to miss his one of his messages, you know. And so there's some late nights there, just, you know, trying to pick up his messages when he gets off work and so forth, and making sure I don't miss that as we're talking back and forth. And, you know, and there was still, even though I came home and there was interest, he, you know, I think his mind was still set on going to Oregon State. And so really, you know, the best thing to do, I thought, was we got to bring this guy on a recruiting trip. That's the only way he's got to see this place. He's got to, you know, at least he has another school, us to compare it to the other places he's been to. And so, you know, rushing around and getting the approval to get that done, I know I came back early from one of my recruiting trips because, you know, once everything went through, you know, he got on the plane and we brought him up here and, you know, had the weekend, you know, looking around our school and all the things that we had set up for him through all his meetings. And the cool thing was, you know, his mom, you know, she lives in San Francisco, and you know, she got remarried and she lives there, and he lives with his dad in New Zealand. And the mom flew in for a day. You know, her husband works at the airline, so they were able to find a open slot in the time there where the flights weren't too crowded. You know, they were able to get a seat, standby. They flew here, and you know, we went to pick them up. And you know, and it was great to have, you know, a parent come here and see the place also. So that's kind of how it all happened. And, you know, felt like that she felt comfortable here, you know. But, you know, even though she wanted him here before she left home, but, you know, Manasseh and Dad back in New Zealand, you know, they had, you know, that he had to go back and have a little powwow with the dad to, you know, tell him how this trip went and how he felt about this place. So, you know, when he left, we weren't sure, you know, until he went back and, you know, and got back to us, you know, recently, just tell us that he's made up his mind, he's coming to BYU. So, as you can imagine, I was at my twins' graduation, you know, when I got the message and a call from, you know, people there that were, you know, there doing their thing with him, and when he made that decision, and you know, I was running in and out of my twins' graduation. You know, people were like, "What is he doing?" But you know, my brother was there, and he said, "What are you doing, man?" I said, "Hey, I got to take this call." But it was pretty funny that night. But it was just great news. You know, he's good-looking kid. He's when you get to know him here, even coming on this trip, he's just a nice young man and very articulate. And he's hungry. You know, I mean, he's 6'7", weighing 322 pounds, and you don't see that stomach popping out. You know, he's a rugby kid. He can run, and so I think he's a great addition to our team here. And I know Coach Tuja is going to do a great job of coaching him up and getting him ready to play.
To BYU, why did he tell you that? That what was different about BYU compared to Oregon State or even the University of Utah?
I think it was just, you just noticed, the environment, just being here, he had a good feel about the place and, walking around and, kids were saying hi to him and just some of the guys on the team that he got to meet, they were real friendly and talkative. And so I think that's, the environment obviously was one thing that he felt like it was, he felt comfortable here, and he his mom, the mom felt really good about the place also before she left to go home. And so it was just just a great visit overall. And you can't explain that as much as I explain stuff with him, on Messenger as we're messaging back and forth. It just hit me that it was important for him to come and see the place, and so then let it speak for itself, our campus and, all the things that we have to offer the young man here. And so, and it was great.
Yeah, that's definitely something you can't explain to recruits. I think every player feels that. It's even more interesting as somebody that's not LDS, for me to feel that and then for my mom to feel that. I mean, when Coach Hill was talking to her, and it was like, yeah, this is the honor code, no sex, no alcohol. She's like, oh, yeah, he's there. But then as soon as she got there and sat down with Coach Mendenhall, I mean, she got goosebumps. She started tearing up, and she felt that, this is exactly where, you need to be, Brian. And it's a great experience. So great that you guys were able to get him out of here. What I want to know, Coach, is why in the world would you let a monster of a beast go to the dark side? Why not keep him on the defensive side? I talked to Coach Tuesday this morning on Sports Nation. He said he sprinted and called and texted Coach Mendenhall off the hook to make sure that he was going to be the offensive line. Well, how could you let that happen?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm thinking of the kid himself, okay? I love the kid and I love helping kids. And I see that's the position that, that I feel that fits him. We need those big tackles with long arms. And so that's what we got, in him. Shoots. And I believe, as far as his future, if he has a career in the NFL, then I see that's where, that would be a perfect fit for him, But not necessarily thinking of myself or the defense. Yeah, we love to use him, but I was thinking more, where I see him fit too. And we could use a guy like that on the offensive line. Besides, those guys keep us off the field, man. Don't you know that?
Kafusi, defensive line coach at BYU, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Is this recruiting element that you guys have implemented? I mean, I know you guys have recruited the Islands for a long time. Lavelle Edwards did it, but it seems like you guys are finding kind of diamonds in the rough. Motiki Ailangi, Manasseh, is this going to happen more often now? Are you guys going to continue to try to find these diamonds in the rough and in places where maybe they are not playing American football?
Oh, yeah, we plan to do it. And so, as Coach Mendenhall said before, why not? We have to take a leap of faith and we got to find those athletes and do our due diligence to see if, they make sure they take their ACT or SAT and then, and check out their transcript and see if they have what it takes to be a Division I, player. And so it's just the beginning of something great. Yeah.
Football clinics in New Zealand, Tonga, Samoa. Is that possible?
They have American football in the, in New Zealand, and I've been there to watch some of those practices. It's kind of like little clubs. Rugby is still the main sport there. But even in Tonga, I know Coach Siwaki Levi, Tonga has just recently become a part of the World Federation of Football. And so, I know Coach Levi has gone there last year. They're a member now, and so they pass out pads, to, at least six high schools I know of. And, so they started doing, he's always taking teams to, take some of the kids back there, to their roots and so forth. But now, the high schools, they've been passed out equipment. So it's just the beginning of a long process. And I know many people have tried to do that in Tonga. But, Coach Siwaki Levi was the one that really, really got a grasp and has more help, finding the right people to start the football there. And so I think it's just the beginning. And I know at some point, Samoa was the same way, but Samoa is ahead, there in American Samoa, where they play, those high school play American football. And I know Coach Atuaya, has also reached out to, Western Samoa. And, even Savai'i, the big island there. And, this year he ended up going to Fiji also. So, yeah, who knows, maybe we'll hit Australia next. They got a lot of good kickers out there.
That's right. Coach, you had experience in developing a player in Ziggy that had zero experience with football. What are some of the challenges that Coach Tuje has to face with Mazi?
Yeah, I think it was just, you knew that Ziggy had something special, and it was just really, for me, it was just number one is patience. A kid can drive you crazy with your, but you have to be patient. You're teaching somebody that is foreign to the game, and, even terminology, let alone they're trying to, keep their English straight, but, you have to break it down for those kids, and as you teach them, and maybe sometimes they might be embarrassed to say something in their, as a group, and their peers, and you got to grab them and sit them down and one-on-one and just, let them know, hey, man, just tell me, if you don't understand it, I want to make sure you understand it clearly. And so that to me was the biggest thing, and with Coach Papinga, I did a great job when he was, working with the outside backers and coming back to D-line, it was just, to me, it was just, that's why we get in the coaching business, there used to be a saying that anybody can coach a blue chip, the blue chip player. You got to be patient and love to coach those kids up. And, sometimes the guys that have ability like that, they make you look good, like you really coach them, but, they got some ability, so they're the ones that, stick with it. They wanted to, quit a bunch of times, But, you laugh at it. Hey, shake it off. You'll be all right, I remember the first time he ran down and he got his bell ring on kickoff, he didn't want to, he gave you that look like he didn't want to go back in. He's sitting the band-aid, little hand up there, and you go in and you go pat him in the back. Hey, shake it off. You'll be all right, And then, later on he comes, he walks up to you and, hey, coach, okay, I'm ready to go back in, so some funny moments, but it's just, they got to learn, the game is physical, and they, in their mind, they have to kind of work through that part, hey, do I love this, and I think as a coach, you got to be patient in bringing them along, and even when they have down days, shake it off and give them some time just to kind of, regroup themselves. They go through their mind, hey, do I really want to do this? Is this for me? Is this, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you just gotta have a lot of patience as you're teaching that, and, because they do have the ability. So you just got to bring them along.
Pace. Yeah, definitely. Last question for you. Is it feasible to have a guy like this that has never played very little American football to come in at the Division I level and play as a true freshman and maybe even make the trip to Lincoln?
Yeah. I see this kid. It could happen. Obviously there's a lot of very variables here to he's got to be able to learn the terminology and the plays. And, there's a lot of stuff going to be thrown at him, but you know, I think we see that this kid, we got to hang with him and then keep teaching him, keep bringing him along, because I think he can line up and he's, you know, he won't be afraid to come off the ball and hit somebody. But it could happen. You never know. It just depends on the individual and how fast he's grasping things, you know. And sometimes you want a kid to play as a freshman, but as much as work as much work as you put in, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen that way, you know. And so, yeah, there's freshmen that I've always had and over the years, and you know, I'm hoping those guys come in and help us. And it just doesn't work that way. It just, you know, it's just they weren't ready. So, you know, either they, you know, sit out a year, or they you know, have a small role as a freshman, or maybe even redshirt to a point. But you know, other than that, you know, it just it depends on the individual. And I've had freshmen play. You know, Romney played, and even though they, you know, they're here, but you know, they're just guys. You know, they're like Ethan, and they started as freshmen. But you never know. And yeah, so I think Coach 2J would do a great job of coaching this young man, and you know, we'll see what happens. But I, yeah, my if I had to put a bet on it, I bet he could do it. Yeah.
Recruiting efforts. I think Brian and I both know what it's like in this world to start behind the eight ball, especially in the sales process and pitching it to a guy overseas. I've never experienced that, but somehow you're able to do it. Captured this young man's heart in bringing him to BYU, and I think it's a great get, mountain of a man and a tremendous potential. So, Coach, congratulations on signing this recruit, and enjoy your off season as well as you can. I know you continually are recruiting. Your phone never turns off.
No, like I said, I'm holding the phone
left of my chest, so I can hear it, you know, vibrate, you know.
That was funny time there.
You got to be able to woo the great athletes like Brian Logan to BYU. You got to be able to get them. You got to be able to close them. Coach, we appreciate you coming on with us. Look forward to doing it again. Have a great day.
All right. Good to visit, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. There you have it.